20 points at last check at 41,513. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting author Elijah Wald giving performance and lecture on the hidden history of the blues. Sunday afternoon, September 29th. More information at lplks.org. A single movement tone poem that was created first in 1894 by Jean Sibelius and originally given the title of the Improvisation for Orchestra. That's known as the Spring Song. Sir Alexander Gibson conducted the Scottish National Orchestra as things get going in our noon hour of classical music on KPR. Music continues, and I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you to keep it going. Looking forward later to a visit from the London Symphony, bringing cellist Julian Lloyd Webber and some music by the American composer Eric Whitaker, and something that he was inspired to write back in the year 2010 while a visiting professor at Cambridge University, and a little bit of music dedicated to some of the natural spectacles that can be found there. We'll hear the River Cam, along with a whimsical trio for clarinet, viola, and piano by Jean Francais, all just ahead of us. We continue on with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra to bring you music by Leos Janáček, doing what he did best in spinning the folk music of Czechoslovakia into marvelous orchestral creations, such as the following Moravian Dances, next on Kansas Public Radio. Moravian Dances, a collection of folk song-inspired dances by Leos Janáček, played by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:24, and still to come, the London Symphony Orchestra, who will be along later for a symphonic poem that goes by the name of The River Cam, by Eric Whitaker, the London Symphony and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, with us in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with Bash, Bach Aria Soloists' house party on Friday, September 27th at the Guild KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. It's 82 degrees here at the KU campus. Not much to say about the weather. It's going to be fairly nice for a little while. Sunny skies today and clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s, and much the same story for tomorrow. Sunny highs in the mid-80s, a low of 65 tomorrow night. Some chamber music for you next from 20th century French composer Jean Francais, who once remarked that it is a strange venture to make honest folk laugh. And Francais spent much of his career doing just that, with a delightful sense of humor and irony. This is a trio for clarinet, viola, and piano of a quite whimsical character, put on for us next by the Brook Trio on KPR. A little French chamber music from back in 1990. Trio for clarinet, viola, and piano by Jean Francais, performed this afternoon by the members of the Brook Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 12:46 is the time, and at the top of the hour news from NPR, classical music continues until 3. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's fall membership drive wrapped up last Friday, with more than $270,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to send a big thanks to everyone who made a pledge and to those who sustain the station. You're the public in public radio, and your support makes our programming possible. If you haven't pledged yet, but it's something that you meant to do, remember that you can always become a member at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us here at KPR, thank you for your wonderful support. Next, we have a bit of a more recently composed work by the American composer Eric Whitaker, who spent a little time over in England as visiting professor at Cambridge University back in 2010. And flowing past Cambridge University is the River Cam, the main river flowing through Cambridge in the east of England. And it provided it a site that was inspiration enough for Eric Whitaker to try to capture in music some of the tranquility that the view provided. We'll hear The River Cam, composed back in 2011 and played today by the London Symphony along with cellist Julian Lloyd Webber on KPR. Composed in 2011, known as The River Cam, a symphonic poem from Eric Whitaker, inspired by his time spent as a visiting professor at Cambridge University. That was Whitaker himself conducting the London Symphony, along with cellist Julian Lloyd Webber on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 1 p.m., and after the news from NPR just ahead, the next hour of classical music gets underway, and we'll hear Mozart, the 21st Piano Concerto, with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities, open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 183 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's one offering from the French waltz master Emil Waldteufel. The music known as the Ma Voisine Polka, or The Girl Next Door, played by the Czechoslovak State Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be bringing it to you. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe and conductor and pianist Murray Pariah await us in a few minutes. Music of Mozart on display later, the 21st Piano Concerto, on the way here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. What we have next on KPR is a little chamber music from a Polish composer who was born in the mid-19th century, one Moritz Moszkowski, came a little bit after the time of Chopin, and it was once remarked that after Chopin, Moszkowski best understood how to write for the piano. He had a great career as a touring concert pianist across Europe and was a well-sought-after teacher. We'll hear a suite of his for two violins and piano, put on for us by the Igor Ostrak Trio, next on KPR. That recording of the Igor Ostrak Trio in a suite for two violins and piano from the 19th century Polish composer Moritz Moszkowski on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:30. Half an hour until the top of the hour and our next update of news headlines from NPR, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH Emporia 89.7. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with Bash, Bach Aria Soloists' House Party, on Friday, September 27th, The Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series, Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org. Temperatures in the mid-80s for today in northeast and east central Kansas. Sunny skies, clear tonight, a low of 64. And much the same story for tomorrow, a sunny day with temperatures near 87, lows in the mid-60s for Tuesday night. We're ready to be joined next by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Its conductor is also its pianist in this recording, Murray Pariah, and the music is by Mozart. We'll listen to some music that he created in 1785. For the past few years leading up to 1785, Mozart was cranking out many piano concertos for each new season in Vienna, with himself as the intended soloists, both as a way to stay in the public eye and also to bolster his ever-problematic finances. But some of his finest piano concertos date from this time. We'll hear Piano Concerto No. 21 in C. Murray Pariah leads the Chamber Orchestra of Europe for you next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Mozart and his 21st Piano Concerto from 1785, played today by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe with conductor and pianist Murray Pariah on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. An update of headlines followed by more classical music. The next hour brings us a rhapsody by English composer Ernest John Moran, music of Vivaldi, and Mark O'Connor and his fanfare for the Volunteer. The London Philharmonic has that performance in just a short time. 86 degrees here at the KU campus this afternoon. Sunny with a high ultimately around 89. Tonight clear, the low of 64. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, election year. Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Liberty Hall, offering first-run indie films, repertory screenings, concerts, karaoke, trivia, and more. Current listings and event schedule are at libertyhall.net or at the box office at the corner of 6th and Mass in downtown Lawrence.
Trump said he has, quote, no intention of selling.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Ensemble Femminghi with the trumpeter Rolf Smedvig and conductor Rudolf Werthen. In music by Alan Avanis, The Prayer of St. Gregory. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music is continuing on until 3, I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you for it. And coming up, we've got the London Philharmonic Orchestra with more American music from Mark O'Connor and the fanfare for the Volunteer, one part of a originally planned 3-movement American symphony. We'll have that plus music of Antonio Vivaldi for cello all in just a bit. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company. September 20th and 21st, more at jccc.edu/mtc, and I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. Conductor John Valletta with us next to lead the Ulster Orchestra. Music from English composer Ernest John Moran, his second Rhapsody for Orchestra in E major, next on KPR. Rhapsody No. 2 in E Major for Orchestra by English composer Ernest John Moran. Performed for us by the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by John Valletta, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:24, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, ready to join us in about 10 minutes from now for music by Mark O'Connor, one part of a planned Grand American Violin Concerto called Fanfare for the Volunteer. That's in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. And Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a Bash Bach Aria Soloists House Party on Friday, September 27th, with the Guild KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. Next, we'll spend a bit of time with cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music for a bit of Vivaldi's music, a sonata for cello, number 2, in F on KPR. Cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music with a sonata for cello, sonata number 2 in F major by Antonio Vivaldi on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Antonio Vivaldi and others is going to be a part of a free outdoor live concert put on by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra this Sunday, the 22nd, at 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the gardens of the historic John Warnall Home in Kansas City. There'll also be food trucks and fun for all ages, music of Vivaldi, Mozart, and more on display. The KC Chamber Orchestra, this Sunday, the 22nd, 5 to 7:30 p.m., in the gardens of the historic John Warnall Home for their new season. You can find out more about this concert, how to attend, and everything else they have coming up over at kcchamberorchestra.org. The time is 2:37. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Begin this hour with a bit of American classical music. We'll finish with some as we bring in the London Philharmonic to hear music written by Mark O'Connor, the American fiddler who had a project back in the late 1990s to create a grand fiddle concerto based on American themes, folk music, and motifs. It was planned to be a 3-movement violin concerto, but each one of the 3 movements grew to such length and complexity that each one became its own separate symphonic suite, the first of which is known as Fanfare for the Volunteer, released back in 1999. We'll hear the London Philharmonic with conductor Stephen Mercurio, the violinist Mark O'Connor himself, on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Fanfare for the Volunteer, one part of a 3-part grand American fiddle concerto by Mark O'Connor from back in 1999. Mark O'Connor was our violinist with the London Philharmonic, conducted by Stephen Mercurio, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. The music continues on tonight. Destiny is your host with an hour of music at 7 p.m., then Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.